If you'll turn to John 14, verses 1 through 6, we'll be there in a few minutes. As we were talking about providing, okay, something that is needed or something that's been provided, you know, just think or ponder on some things that, you know, maybe it's been provided by God Almighty. You know, I think of this, you know, this beautiful building. You know, I think about, you know, the new asphalt we have out there. I'm sure many people are thankful for Chadburn, the street of Chadburn, and all the new asphalt there, because it doesn't total your car by the time you get to the end of the road. You know, the rodeo clown used to make quite a bit of fun of Chadburn. But there's many things that, you know, we can be very thankful for us that God has provided. You know, month of May, in our place, I know we had 5 inches of rain. We could definitely use some more right now. You know, think about a simple thing as an umbrella. Okay? It's not going to stop the rain, but it's going to allow us to stand in the rain. I think about God's word. You know, if we truly search the scriptures daily, it's going to give us that strong faith in Him that it's not going to remove all our trials in life, but it's going to give us the strength to overcome them. I was talking Brother Royce earlier about the fire in Redoso. You know, we were there. Came within a mile of us. You know, I'm thankful that, you know, God provided a way for the majority, most people, to get out, because it could have been really disastrous. Still can be. But now He's providing rain to help put out those fires. And, you know, I'm sure it tested a lot of people's faith, where they were going to get out or lose their home or whatever. And you know, I prayed the whole time that God would be glorified in all this. You know, He's provided a lot of things for mankind. You know, when man walked on the moon, they think that may have been the greatest day in mankind. But as Christians, we know that when Jesus, excuse me, walked out of that tomb, that was the greatest day for mankind. And so God has provided us a way out of this crazy world. He's provided us an opportunity to have everlasting life. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 6:20. It says, "For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's." We all belong to God. 1 Timothy 2:4. He wants us all saved. He doesn't want anybody to be perished. And He loves us so much that He provided His Son for us on that cruel cross. In John 14, verses 1 through 6, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way?" Jesus had said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." There's no other way to God. There's no other way to heaven. And this is, I mean, it's absolute truth. You got to have Jesus. You got to have Jesus. And he's provided that for us. He's not an option. He's a necessity. 24/7. Jesus is not an option. In the latter years of my mom's life, she always told me, "You got to live for Jesus. Because if we're not living for Jesus, we're not living. It's that simple. We're not living." And, you know, I talked earlier about, you know, bringing the juice. If you're juiceless, you're useless. Well, if we don't have Christ, we're Christless. And if we're Christless, we're lifeless. You got to have Christ. And God's given us his way, his word. God's way, or my way, or the world's way. Been there, done that. It don't work. It don't work. You know, Mike, I think he mentioned this a while back, you know, as far as our everlasting life, eternity. It's smoking or non-smoking, heaven or hell. He's given us that choice. And maybe you have not accepted Christ. You haven't been baptized. You haven't repented. You haven't confessed. When you put on Christ in baptism, it will be the greatest decision you ever make in life, because you will have life. And you'll be baptized into this church. And there's only one church. He tells us that. There's only one church. Maybe you have been baptized and you drifted from God's way, or you're struggling and you know, kind of went and did your own thing there for a while, your own way. And you need to get back into God's way. If there's any way that we can help you tonight, please come forward at this time.